Ми ввійшли в графік підготовки до Євро-2012.
We have no doubt we'll be ready for the tournament on time. We obviously lack experience, but we have employed international experts, and this cooperation with them delivered good results. There might be some shortcomings, but we've created all the infrastructure for football fans to feel good and for Ukraine to show all its capabilities.
There's been concern in many European capitals in the build-up to the championship about the issue of your great political rival, Yulia Tymoshenko, being in prison. Do you regret that you ended up with a situation where it looks as if you've somehow arranged for your rival to be in prison just at the moment when the eyes of the world have turned onto Ukraine?
Безумовно, ми відчуваємо, що...
We know this issue hinders Ukraine's European integration. The pause in negotiations doesn't do any good, either to Ukraine or the EU. So we have approached a firm of foreign lawyers with a lot of experience and a very good reputation to carry out a legal audit of Ms. Tymoshenko's case. Very soon we'll hear their findings.
Do you think there's a chance that Yulia Tymoshenko could be released and for normal politics to resume in Ukraine before the elections for parliament?
Всі ці питання, вони лежать в
All these issues are for the courts to decide, but we've done everything we can to adopt a new criminal code, which received a positive assessment from Council of Europe experts. This code will come into force in November.
There's been a lot of publicity after the documentary showing a small number of Ukrainian football fans who appeared to both be violent and also to be violent towards people of Asian and black race. Should fans be worried about coming to Ukraine? Is it dangerous for them to come to Ukraine?
В Україні так як і
In Ukraine, as in any other country, there are people who are susceptible to extremist ideas. But if you compare Ukraine with other countries, their number will probably be smaller. These football hooligans are known to us. Their numbers are tiny, and preventive measures will be taken. They'll not be allowed to enter the stadiums. We will not see any danger either to football players or fans.